welcome to 2022's final episode of Girl Boss Interrupted, the conversation for women who find themselves alienated and frustrated by a culture that tells us our womanhood is essentially fungible. Wow, what a year it's been for this podcast. I wanted to take a moment first and thank my team, Vince, Gabe. You guys are the best. And thank the rest of you for tuning in as me and the guys got this podcast launched. Thank you for exploring some difficult and dangerous topics with me. Thank you for tolerating my occasional struggles with extemporaneous speaking. thank you for sticking through some wacky experimentation. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you for sharing your stories with me. I'm very touched by that. I'm encouraged by all of this, and it makes me think that we really may be onto something here, that this idea is something that requires further examination. And so with that in mind, I wanted to share with you my plans for next year. So, in January of 2023, we are going to be exploring the effects of this fungibility culture, or as my lovely guest Mary Harrington puts it, meat Lego mindset on psychology and the inner life. In February, we will commemorate 3 years since the birth of the COVID regime with an exploration of the myriad ways that that political shift changed women's lives all across the world. March is for the single ladies. I plan on chatting with a matchmaker, an author who writes about how to prepare for marriage, and another special guest about spiritual motherhood, prudence, and particularity when it comes to choosing a vocation. April is Abortion Recovery Awareness Month. As a sacrament of this de facto Luciferian political system to which we are all subjected, this month will be devoted to really understanding the bad philosophy of abortion in order to be able to respond to it when the sort of average person is sort of whinging about Roe v. Wade, as they're wont to do, as well as finding hope and redemption. It's a really key part of this conversation that I want to have. May is for mothers. This is going to be a really special month where I talk to some really amazing mothers about some difficult topics, including child loss, but also about managing multiples and finding the real peace and joy in the vocation of motherhood. In June, i.e. Pride Month, we will examine the sin of pride from various angles. We're going to be looking at the ubiquity of narcissism personally and politically, and exploring its various antidotes as proposed by political thinkers and psychologists. So if you like Christopher Lash, you're definitely going to like the episodes in June. Okay. July is all about America. This is going to be a fun historical and patriotic month where we look back on one of my favorite authors, Alexis de Tocqueville's examination. This was the mid-19th century of the American woman as the engine of national prosperity. So this is going to be a really fun month. And if you haven't read Democracy in America, I do recommend it. Okay. In August, we are going to be focusing on obstetrics. This month will include birth stories, natural procreative technology, in other words, NAPRO, which I mentioned on my previous episode, and a chat with a doula friend on tapping into the deepest aspects of our womanhood through giving birth. September, keeping the harvest in mind, will be devoted to gardening, canning, and cooking. And I'm going to be talking with some really dear friends about feeding families, feeding people, and the spiritual significance of things like that. October, once again, commemorates spooky season. And yes, that's not right. We're going to be talking about preternatural things again, but this time I'm hoping to bring on an exorcist just to keep you on your toes. But yeah, spiritual warfare is real, and that's what we're going to be talking about in October. November will be devoted to transgenderism. I'm hoping to speak to detransitioners as well as some brilliant female authors who have done the seminal work on creating an intellectual framework for parents who are having to respond to this menace, this totally ubiquitous and insidious threat of transgenderism in the public school system and the culture at large. December will be devoted to careerism, or not really careerism, but basically how to untangle oneself from careerism and reprioritize the family. It's something I've been thinking about a lot this season and talking a lot with my friends in my real life. So I thought it would be something that I might want to revisit again. Whew, so there you go. We have so much to look forward to this year. There are just so many particular ways that I think men and women suffer uniquely under the current conditions. And if this past year was an exploration of what's out there in the world, this coming year will be a look in the mirror. It will be an exploration of the pathologies of our own inner lives as modern women, what's going on in our hearts, and really how to address that and to lift ourselves out of this sort of default dissatisfaction of modernity. So I hope you join me for it. In closing, I wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas. I hope that the peace and warmth of the birthday of our Lord totally envelops you and your loved ones this holiday season. Thank you again. As ever, my links are in the description. If you're on YouTube, make sure to hit that notification bell. We've had some issues with it in the past couple weeks, so you need to hit it twice so that you're actually notified when I post a new episode. And don't forget to like and share with your friends, and we will chat again in 2 weeks. Bye now.